It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your regular Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today, here on 1260 KTRC, I'm having a roundtable of conversations with a variety of real estate professionals regarding springtime issues important to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. And I want to remind you that if you're considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home, I suggest that you seek help by checking out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate Show. I also want to take a moment to pitch the company that I work for and invite you to please vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners in the annual Santa Fe Reporters Best of Santa Fe poll. Just go to our website, again, that's www.sfrp.com, and on our homepage, look for the button on the right-hand side of the page that says Vote for the Best in Santa Fe. And we're going to thank you for casting your vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners as the best real estate firm in the city. We truly do appreciate your support. I also want to remind you that on May 9th, I will be doing a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from the Santa Fe Convention Center during the Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show. Now, this is the second in a series of remote broadcasts of our show that we kicked off with a very successful remote broadcast of the program on Easter Sunday. As you may remember, we were at the Bavarian Chalets in Taos. So come join me on May 9th, which is Mother's Day, at the Convention Center, for a broadcast of All Things Real Estate from the Home Design and Remodeling Show. Now, we're doing a whole bunch of remote broadcasts, and you can also join me on May 16th at noon at the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado for another live remote of All Things Real Estate. We'll have special guest interviews, food, and for anyone who tours a variety of terrific El Dorado homes, you'll be entered into a raffle for fabulous free gifts. Now, that's Sunday, May 16th at the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado. I really do look forward to meeting you in person. We have a real action-packed show today, and my colleague Andrew Hoffman is out of town. He's actually back in the city that I used to work in, Washington, D.C., so we're giving him the Sunday off. But I want to start things off by welcoming Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design to the show. Now, Annie is well known throughout New Mexico and beyond and offers a wide range of professional interior design services to our clients. Today, as part of her regular interior design call-in commentary, Annie is going to offer some thoughts on surface materials and finishes. So welcome to the show, Annie. How are you?
Great, Ray. Thank you.
Well, you've got the floor, my friend, so go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today was a trend that I'm seeing with people that are either remodeling or doing additions or new construction. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing in countertop materials is that universally people are preferring slab materials. However, they are used to seeing so much granite in kitchens that they're really looking for alternatives to granite. So I wanted to talk, first of all, about why granite's so great, but also different finishes that are happening on that material that really can transform it from the traditional polished granite that we seem to see mostly in New Mexico and be familiar with.
Yes.
What's great about granite is that it's dense and it's hard-wearing, and it really doesn't change over its lifetime. When it comes out of the quarry in rough blocks, and then it either gets cut into slabs or it's determined whether it will be a tile depending on the thickness. It goes through a machining process that either polishes it, which is what we're familiar with. It can hone it, which means it takes off the finish, which is something that we're seeing more and more of. So it's not that highly polished look, but more of a flat, matte sort of finish.
Uh-huh.
There's another finish that I think is the most exciting, and it's called a brushed finish. So when the slab or the tile goes through a machine, it goes through a series of flat discs, and they're like a diamond-tipped hairbrush, and each wire has a different stiffness. And the soft spots of the granite get dug out, and the top spots get burnished. And it results in a leather-like look and feel. Some suppliers call this a leather finish. Other suppliers call it a brushed finish. But I think it's the most exciting finish that I'm seeing in granite. And you can also get the same finish with the travertine or limestone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's just something to think about, that it doesn't have to be a traditional polished granite, but to look at some other finishes that are out there.
And Annie, and I don't want to interrupt you, I think you're in a good role here, and this is very interesting and useful information, but talk a little bit, unless you were going to do that, about the cost associated with these various finishes.
Well, most of the showrooms are bringing in the tiles or the stones that have the finishes on them. So, you know, granite typically runs about $90, I would say, a square foot install. That's around. And, of course, any stone, there's granites that are rare, granites that are common. So there's different price categories. In some states, you can go and pick the granite and buy the granite and then have a fabricator, choose a fabricator. In New Mexico, the fabricators seem to be the people that are installing and buying the material, and they typically give an installed price.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different between just picking the material and then getting an installation price.
Mm-hmm. And isn't there a place, though, I remember actually stopping by, what is it, Arizona Stone?
Well, Arizona Tile has beautiful slabs. La Tierra Interiors in Bernalillo has slabs, and La Tierra does the fabrication. Arizona Tile does not, but they only sell to fabricators.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing is that they're bringing in these slabs now that have this brushed or leathery finish on them and other finishes, honed finishes, whereas really, like even a year ago when you'd go out there, you would only see polished.
Right.
So I think that as people are looking at doing additions and new construction, to keep in mind that there's other finishes. The other slabs that are stone that I think are beautiful, there's a sandstone slab, and you see sandstone mainly used in flooring materials in a natural cleft, but when you hone it, it really has a leather look. The Inna de Anasazi's bar has a honed Colorado red sandstone top. So people are always concerned about staining on like a sandstone or a soapstone, and really those materials, sandstone, granite, soapstones, are all inert to acids.
Mm-hmm.
So you seal them, but they're really very durable materials for slab materials.
Mm-hmm. And Annie, we have about a minute here before I need to thank you and go on to a different segment, but I did receive an email just now. Hi, Ray. Can Annie O'Carroll comment on whether the dollar value of doing new interior design work on a home before you sell it helps guarantee that value? That value is added to the price point a seller wants to get? From Martha. Well, as a broker, I can say yes. But what's your feeling as a professional interior designer?
I think that it does, especially in the kitchens and bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when I'm working with people on remodeling or looking at this kind of thing, if there's value to it, it has to be an impact area.
Right.
And I think countertops are an area that's high impact.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say yes.
Well, listen, Martha, thank you for your question. I hope that answer from Annie O'Carroll was a good one for you. And if you want to follow up with Annie, you can always go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon. That'll take you right to the radio show page. And right there, featured prominently, is Annie O'Carroll's logo, and she can be contacted that way. Annie, as always, excellent commentary. Appreciate you carving out time on your Sunday to share some time with us.
Thank you, Ray. Good luck.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was excellent commentary from Annie O'Carroll, as always. And I'll tell you what, if you're thinking about building a new home, following up on what she was talking about, or updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into living space, or actually building a guest house, then you should think about the fact that choosing a contractor is a very important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy actually 20% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all their custom home building services. You know, we had Jeff Major on the show last week, and he was very good about talking about how you can take advantage of this spring market and get your house building. And are you going to talk to him, Gino? Is that a thumbs up, maybe? Okay, there you go. All right, thank you. I tell you what, I'm going to shift gears now, and I'd like to welcome Peggy Mitten, who is a founder of Santa Fe Home Stewards, a well-respected local company with a mission of making sure that your home and all of its systems are in working order while you're away. Today, as part of our show theme, Peggy is going to offer some tips for homeowners who may be considering an extended stay away from Santa Fe. So welcome to the show, Peggy. This is the first time on air. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Ray. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay, and I want to, first of all, thank you very much for being a supporter of All Things Real Estate. Your company is highly regarded here in the community. It's a new company, I believe, but we have you on board as one of our partners, and we really do appreciate the support. So, Peggy, talk a little bit about this concept, what your company does for people that actually are leaving town.
Yeah, we've been around for about 5 years, and mostly we service people who don't live here but just have a second home or a third home and come in once or twice a year. So we do everything a prudent homeowner should do, looking after their home and making sure there are no leaks, making sure the landscape is in good shape, the irrigation systems. Sometimes we've found leaks, or the homeowner will suddenly get a really high bill, so it's time to take a look at that. Stewardship, by definition, means generally the responsibility to take care of something that's owned by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what we do, and for example, right now it's springtime, so we should all be out checking our irrigation systems and seeing if there's any damage to the home from the winter. It was a pretty harsh winter.
Right.
So leaks pop up. And we do everything that for our clients that, you know, we should be doing at our own homes.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone was actually, the way this works is that you have someone who comes to you and says, we're going to be gone for an extended period of time. Our property is going to be vacant. We would like you, Peggy, and your colleagues to come by and make sure that all the systems are operating correctly, that there aren't any problems. And basically, you can tailor your services to exactly what your client needs, and everyone is different, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And we do. Some people come here once a month. Of course, we only bill them for 3 weeks. If someone lives here and they're going to be away for an extended period of time, the way it would work is we would meet with them and find out their schedule, find out any vendors they currently use, contractors, whatever, so that if something goes wrong with the house, we know who to contact. If they don't have those vendors or contractors, then we keep a list of preferred businesses that we know to be very dependable and very good.
And part of the principle of what you guys do, as I'm reading some of the literature from your company, is that, taking a quote right out of it here, is we make sure that a house does not look vacant and attractive to vandals or thieves. I mean, that's so critical for someone to feel reassured if they're thousands of miles away. So this becomes part of what you do, correct?
Absolutely. If it snows, we run in and out of the driveway so that it looks like, you know, someone's home.
Yes, you mean you're physically running up and down the driveway?
Yeah, with the car.
Well, that's great. That's a very clever thing to do. I like
with
that.
With the car, sometimes we'll shovel. If it's extensive, we hire someone to shovel it out. You know, it like you say, it varies from client to client as to just what they need and how long they're going to be away. And as far as I'm concerned, a home is sacred. And we treat it that way, you know, and make sure everything looks good and is in good shape.
Well, I tell you what, you come with great credentials. I know you have a background in maintenance and other property management related activities.
That's right.
So you bring a great reassurance and value to someone that becomes a client of yours. I want to encourage all of my listeners to go to our website again. That's www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show page, and right there you'll see Santa Fe Home Stewards, and Peggy Mitten is the founder and principal of the company. Give her a call and let her know if you have some need for making sure that the kind of protection to your property while you're out of town is offered by her company. So, Peggy, thanks a lot for being on the show today.
Thank you, Ray.
We wish you well and have a nice Sunday, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gino Thompson, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our roundtable of discussions with a variety of real estate experts. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are having a roundtable of conversations with a variety of real estate experts about springtime issues that are important to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. And I have now on the line with me a good friend of ours and another supporter of All Things Real Estate. I have Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspections, and I want to welcome you to the program, Randy. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on today.
Well, listen, you've been on the show before, and you've offered some fabulous information. I just want to remind the listeners that Wynn Home Inspection has been providing accurate, comprehensive, and quality home inspection services since 1994. And I think today, Randy, we've got actually a couple of extra minutes of time, so we maybe can talk about a variety of issues. But the first thing I wanted to ask you about was something you mentioned to me on the phone when we were talking about your interview today, and that is something called the Housing Trust Home Maintenance Program. What's that all about, and why should the listeners care about it?
Well, if you're going to purchase a home using the Housing Trust,
mm-hmm.
There is a series of classes that you have to take, and one of those classes that I have been privileged to volunteer to teach is a course on home maintenance. And it really, it crosses all the boundaries, you know, whether you're buying your house through Housing Trust or on your own or even already own your home. You know, home maintenance is home maintenance, and it needs to be done.
Right. And the course, though, is geared towards homeowners or people that are about ready to buy the house. Is it just for buyers or what?
Well, the course that I've been asked to instruct every so often is a course for people getting ready to buy their homes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, the information is just as valid for people who already own their homes, because home maintenance, a lot of times it's an out of sight, out of mind thing, and I tend to touch on things that you know, the average person just doesn't think about, and it's the things that I see on a daily basis when I'm inspecting homes, so it's always in the forefront of my mind.
Right. And I know I asked this question of you one time before, and I'm going to redirect it again, and that is, you know, people are aware of what a home inspector can do for them, and the different types of home inspections that occur in this current market. One of them involves, and actually I just received an email on it, which is actually preempting my question. Hi, Ray, does Wynn Home Inspections do the same thing for a pre-listing inspection for a home seller that they do for a home buyer? And what I was going to say, and by the way, it's from Ron, was that there is this new phenomenon of sellers doing pre-listing inspections to find out the problems that exist at their property before they actually put it on the market, so that they're not blindsided by a buyer coming in doing their own inspection. But he asked the question here, essentially, is a pre-listing inspection different than what a home buyer does? What's your answer to that, Randy?
The best answer I can give on that is yes and no. And I say that because, yes, we go through the same checklist that I use when I'm inspecting home for a buyer. But when I'm dealing with a seller, I tend to point out things that I normally wouldn't point out in a regular home inspection, like, for example, the hairline cracks in some of the drywall that we all see. Yeah, they're not a structural thing. They're not anything of significance. It just happens as the house expands and contracts. But to a seller, I'm going to tell him, yeah, you might want to patch that up and paint it up and just make it look a little nicer. I tend to point out more aesthetic things when I'm doing a pre-listing inspection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'll even mention organization of the stored items, you know, maybe even getting rid of some of the stored items so that, you know, not only can the buyer come in and look and see everything that they need to see, but if that buyer decides to hire an inspector, that inspector can go in and actually see all that he needs to see to make a valid assessment of the property as well.
Well, that's a very valuable suggestion to a seller, again, because you wear both hats and you, over the years, have worked with both buyers and sellers, being able to help, which actually at the end of the day helps the seller's broker as well, by actually helping in this inspection pre-staging activity. You take away some of the issues that might occur without that pre-listing inspection and make it smoother for the seller, take away issues that maybe the buyer might raise. And for a colleague of yours, you're making it easier for them when they come in for the buyer inspection, correct?
Correct.
And are there any I asked you this, what I was going to lead to before, this issue of, have you really had any really weird, I know you told me about a very unusual inspection you had where I think there was a firearm involved and you were being chased away from a property, but beyond that one, is there any other unusual inspection that you've had that you want to share very quickly with the listeners? Or does that one take the cake? I guess it probably does, right?
Well, I did an inspection not too long ago where I was noticing semicircle cracks in the walls of the living room and the bedrooms that were about a quarter of an inch thick.
Right.
And the floors were kind of sloping.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went into the crawl space area, I found 3-inch cracks in the stem walls and catastrophic failure of the stem walls, and the house was pitching.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's just like, how do you sit there and tell a buyer, you know, there's some major concerns here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the first time in my entire career that I was, it had peaked my tolerance level.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to peak my tolerance level.
Yeah.
But when you see pitching walls and sloping floors, you got to just say, you know what?
This is not worth it, and you should probably not consider going forward with the contract, I guess, is the answer, right?
Or, you know, I mean, it's not my place to say that to a buyer because they might have, you know, different opinions or visions for the property. They might
right.
want to tear it down. They
yeah.
might, you know. So I just, all I can do is point out what I see to these people and let them make those educated decisions on their own.
And Randy, you're a consummate professional. That's the only thing you can do. That you're being hired there to give a very nothing but the facts, ma'am, kind of response to what's going on a property. But those kinds of political dilemmas probably are more prevalent than people realize. Randy,
yeah.
I want to thank you for being on the show again today. I'll have you back real soon, and we can pick a new topic to talk about. Again, this is Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspections. Thanks for carving out time on your Sunday, and enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Ray, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney James Reuben is going to offer some home buyers a springtime checklist of critical things to do when purchasing new property. Number one, make sure your property purchase agreement contains language that gives you ample time to review the title insurance commitment and survey documents. Number two, if you're buying a land lot, check these documents to confirm that any construction on the lot will not interfere with building setbacks, easements, or restrictions. Number three, always use a professional to explain a title commitment and interpret the property survey for you should you have any questions. And when it comes to your title insurance coverage, number four, if your property is not served directly by a public street, be sure to obtain specific access coverage in the policy. If you're buying a land lot, make sure that your driveway and use of easements to access it are insured. And also be sure that your new home and driveway do not encroach upon a neighbor's land and vice versa. And if you're buying a newly constructed home, obtain title insurance coverage for construction liens against the lot. It costs more than coverage for older homes, but your risk as a buyer is much greater. Number five, when you're buying a home in a subdivision with protective covenants, be sure to confirm that an architectural review committee has approved the home and any remodeling to it. Number six, make sure you close on your purchase, before you close on your purchase, that a certificate of completion of the building of a new residence is recorded with the county clerk. And finally, number seven, if you're about to become a member of a homeowners association, otherwise known as an HOA, it's always a good idea to check on the corporate status of the HOA by going to this state government website, which is www.nmprc.state. Thanks again to Attorney James Rubin for providing us with the useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding home buyer issues, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the Rubin Katz Law Firm logo. Gino, we're running long here. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about springtime issues important to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And today we're doing a roundtable of conversations with a variety of real estate experts on issues here in the spring that are important to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. And I'm sort of switching gears a little bit here because this is important to a homeowner, but it relates to your auto. Has this ever happened to you? You just had an auto accident. What do you do? What can you expect to happen next? And how are you going to handle taking care of this accident with your busy schedule? Now, this week I spoke to insurance professional Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President with Hub International, regarding the best way to deal with the unfortunate circumstances of an auto accident. Let's take a listen to what she had to share with me on this topic.
Ray, most people don't have auto accidents or make insurance claims on a regular basis. So I wanted to give you some tips on how the claim process works and what to expect. Immediately after an accident, and only when it's safe to get out of your vehicle, obviously the first thing to do is check your surroundings, passengers, the other driver, and see if emergency help is needed. If no emergency help is needed, then contact the local authorities at a non-emergency phone number and see if a police officer will be dispatched to your location. Next, exchange information with the other driver and report the accident to your respective insurance companies. So what information do you exchange? Driver names, addresses, and phone numbers, as well as the year, make, model, and license plate numbers of the vehicles involved in the accident. You should also exchange the names of insurance companies and policy numbers. When you contact your insurance agent, summarize the circumstances of the incident, and if the accident is your fault, then a claim can be filed under your collision coverage to repair your vehicle. Your liability coverage will take care of the damage to the other vehicle. And if the accident is not your fault, you will most likely want to make a claim against the other driver's insurance. When seeking repairs to your car, the good news is you no longer have to go around and get three estimates or negotiate with a shop when they can schedule repairs. Most insurance companies have repair shops you can take your vehicle to that can evaluate the damage, estimate the repair costs, and schedule the work. A rental car can also be scheduled to meet you at the repair shop when you drop off your vehicle. Also, if the repair shop happens to find more damage than originally anticipated, they will directly contact the insurance adjuster and handle the necessary authorizations. And it's the adjuster who lets you know when your vehicle is repaired and also schedules your rental car return. And to close out the process, you will pay your collision deductible to the repair shop, pick up your vehicle, and be on your way.
Great summary of the process, Robin. Should any of our listeners unfortunately find themselves dealing with the consequences of an auto accident, if you have your own automobile or other insurance-related questions, go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo. Okay, welcome back live here on All Things Real Estate. Today we're doing a roundtable of conversations with a variety of real estate experts. But before we go back into that, I just want to also say about Hub that there really are only two ways to buy insurance: from someone who represents only one company or from Hub International, which represents many companies and serves you first. Hub gives you total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure your auto and home with Hub International, you may get money-saving discounts on both policies. So for insurance protection at the right price from Hub International, again, call Linda Byford at 992-1864. That's 992-1864. We're delighted to have Hub International as one of the partners with All Things Real Estate. So, again, continuing on my roundtable here with a variety of real estate experts, I want to now welcome Jim Rios to the show. Not only is Jim an associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners, but he is also working closely with the Home Builders Haciendas Magazine as they prepare for some major events this spring and summer. So welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, you're a busy man. I think you just came back from Mexico, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That was a little fun time. Well, we have to have some downtime, don't we, Jim?
Yeah, believe me, yeah, we do. It was wonderful.
Never enough, I'm sure.
No.
Well, today, and again, as I said, Jim Rios is a very well-respected, well-known real estate broker. He works for Santa Fe Realty Partners, shoulder-to-shoulder with me and the rest of my colleagues. But today we're actually going to be talking about something near and dear to your heart, and that is all things home builders. And Haciendas Magazine, and I guess maybe to start this off, one thing that is coming up very quickly, and that is, well, later on in the summer, but one thing that's coming up very quickly is the Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show. So let's talk about that first.
Okay. Actually, yeah, Ray, that's coming up next weekend, May 8th and 9th, mm-hmm. and it's going to be at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weekend event, and it's really a good place for people to go if they're thinking about remodeling or if they want to add something to their house, because the people that are going to be there are designers, there's suppliers, there's builders, there's realtors, there's banks, there's new products. I mean, it's worth going, even if you're not, just to get new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, a lot of fun. I know you're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting all things real estate live from the convention center. The home builders have enlisted us to provide a little bit of, I don't know, somebody called it sexiness at one point. I don't know if it's sexy or not to be doing a radio show. But, in fact, we're really looking forward to it. And we did this for the home builders last fall at their Green Expo, and the turnout was huge. And we actually had people showing up at our broadcast booth who said, hey, we were driving down the road, and we turned our car around because it sounded like a terrific event. So, Jim.
Yeah, if anybody, if you can't already plan for your next weekend, this is at least go and spend a couple of hours just meeting people and talking to them. And if you have questions about stuff that you're thinking of doing, everybody there is going to be more than helpful.
Well, and I think one of the more important words in the vocabulary is free.
Free.
This is free, open to everybody in the public. And one of the things, because it's Mother's Day, I understand that the home builders are going to be having a raffle. So any mother that comes to this event can actually enter into the raffle and win some very special gifts. I don't have a list of what they're being offered, but that's a nice way to spend Mother's Day too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be it's a great idea. And the Santa Fe Home Builder Association is a nonprofit organization. And in connection with Haciendas Magazine, the Haciendas Magazine is... We publish it twice a year,
mm-hmm.
and it's free to the public too. You can pick them up almost anywhere, and it's a great magazine.
And you can, because they are free magazines, and they're like in the grocery stores. They're on kiosks all over the city. And when does it actually come out?
Well, the first one will be out, say, a week before the event of the Home Design Remodel Show,
which is like this a week from today.
It's coming out like this week.
Yeah,
and there'll be free copies there at the show,
mm-hmm.
so people can pick those up.
I've seen this magazine; it is a very nice publication. What can a consumer find in inside the front and the back page of that magazine?
You know, you can find anything that you like. You said it's just going to be like the people at in this issue of the Home Design Remodel Show. You're going to find new products. You're going to find people. You're going to find builders, suppliers. You know, designers, even realtors and banks that you can use for anything real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's a real resource then, right?
It really is a resource. And also we have a local artist that does the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And the magazines are beautiful. It's high quality. And a lot of people keep them as like coffee table magazines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they'll keep them forever.
No, I agree with you. The one I had is all dog-eared from last year, and I open it up all the time.
Yeah, it's a good resource.
It really is.
Really
now,
good resource.
Now, staying on that theme, moving on in the calendar here, so May 9th, show up at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
May 8th,
May 8th, I'm sorry, I don't want to think about the day of my radio show. I'm sorry, Jim. But May 8th.
All about Ray.
It is all about Ray. 8th and 9th. So, anyway, show up the entire weekend, and the convention center, I believe on both days, it's open like at 10 to 4 or 5, and so it's a full day of activities. But moving on down the calendar, the next big thing, which a lot of people here in Santa Fe, and actually all over the country are aware of, is something called the Parade of Homes. Let's talk about that, Joe.
The Parade of Homes, exactly. And the Parade of Homes is going to, this year, it's basically what the Parade of Homes is for some of the people that don't know. It's a showcase of, like, newly built homes. in the Santa Fe area. It showcases builders and what they can do, and they're all different styles. And people really look forward to it, and it kind of coincides at the same time as Indian Market.
Mm-hmm.
So people come in for Indian Market, and they specifically come in for the Parade of Homes
mm-hmm.
to go look at houses. And they do charge, there's tickets to buy, but the money goes to support the Santa Fe High Schools.
Right, and the fee is very nominal. I mean, the reality is that you can buy a ticket and then, I don't know how many homes are on the tour, but really spend an entire day. And this is over the course of 2 weekends, so.
Right,
if
August 13th, August 13th through the 15th, and then 19th through the 22nd.
Right, and once again, just a plug is that the home builders very generously have asked me to do another remote broadcast of all things real estate on the 22nd. From the grand prize-winning property of the Parade of Homes, so we won't actually know where the heck Gino and I are looking at each other. We won't know where we're going to be until the Wednesday before we're broadcasting, which is a little scary because
yeah.
we need to then go and set up our equipment and everything else, but we're excited about this because the winner, the grand prize winner, Jim, and please speak to this from your past experience, it's always a spectacular property, correct?
Oh, it always is, and it's worth seeing, and there's people that go regularly, and they know, and they recognize them, and these houses are just, it's unbelievable, and especially as we go on with newer and newer innovations, it's you know, you have to go and see this. It's something to do, basically, really exciting here in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The thing is, because of the economy has been kind of slow, there actually is, we've kind of laxed on the rules, mm-hmm. and so we're actually, there's still time if somebody wants to enter a house in the Parade of Homes. There's still time.
Okay, so let's talk about how you do that.
Well, basically, it has to be a house that it's fairly new. It can't have been in the show before.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be completed, well, before August, of course, mm-hmm. so that they have time to be judged and then to be, you know, into the show.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, usually by now it would be almost too late, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I think you still have time. And
yeah.
People just have to call me, and I can give them directions and exactly the rules. And
well, let's give your contact information now, both email, if you want to give that out, and your phone number. So if anyone wants to participate in the Parade of Homes or has any questions about the home design and remodeling show this coming weekend, please call Jim Rios at...
And also, if they want to advertise in Hacienda's magazine.
Sorry, go ahead and plug that for sure.
Go ahead. That too. They can contact me at Jim Rios at HaciendasMagazine.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can just call me at 920-8336, and I can give them all the details and stuff.
Okay, give that phone number one more time. It's always good.
920-8336.
I think the phone's going to be ringing off the hook here.
Good.
Listen, Jim, really do appreciate you carving out time on your Sunday to join us here on All Things Real Estate. I'll be seeing you next Sunday at the Convention Center for the Home Design and Remodeling Show. Right?
And actually, I'll have a booth myself there giving people copies of the Haciendas magazine.
Oh, great. So the Jim Rios booth.
Yeah. And answer questions, can do anything.
Excellent. You are just a one-man band, aren't you? Anyway, Jim Rios, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and relative to this conversation, most importantly, associated with Haciendas Magazine, please show up next Sunday and Saturday at the Convention Center and see Jim for the Home Design and Remodeling Show, and then join us later on in the summer for the Parade of Homes. Jim, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Okay. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will do our regular Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Well, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. We love that song, don't we, Gino? I mean, it really does frame what this whole show is all about, and particularly this segment. We are up to that Open House of the Week segment, which we do every week. And today I have my colleague, a good friend, and very well-respected associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Jerry Jorgensen, on the line. Good afternoon, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, greetings, Ray, to you and all the fans of All Things Real Estate.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's probably the best introduction I've ever had from any broker in my firm. I appreciate that very much. Now, today you know what the drill is, Jerry. You've got 2 minutes to sell the listeners on all of the attributes of 5 Paseo del Oso, and I think I can hear people in the background. Are you there already?
Yes, I am.
And you've got some people walking around and taking a look at it.
I do have some people here.
Well, go ahead. Sell everybody on the value of this property.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful, gorgeous property here at 5 Paseo del Oso. It's in an area called Tierra Preciosa, which is just to the east of La Tierra. It's a gorgeous property. It's an adobe style with Tuscan style interior. It was designed by award-winning builder Charles Rudolph in the year 2004, so it's only about 5 years old. It features 2.5 acres. It's about 2,800 square feet. 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3-car garage, and 3 Kiva fireplaces, all of which are burning today because of the weather that we're having.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a touch of winter.
Yeah.
They do have refrigerated air here, and they have in-floor radiant heat. Large covered portals in the back with a Kiva fireplace and beautiful views here of the Jemez Mountains. It's a Tuscan-style home, which, as you probably know, the Tuscany countryside, those homes have a country-type feel to them as opposed to a formal feel.
Mm-hmm.
So the home boasts a cook's kitchen with wonderful countertops, stainless appliances, beautiful alder, warm custom cabinets. The interior is mostly tile floors, which is typical of Tuscan decorating, perfect for the decorator to add warm touches with area rugs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I really love about the house and the value of the home are the roads and the driveways here are all paved. So in inclement weather, it's very easy to get to this home and access to the home. The way that you can get here, Ray, is to come out St. Francis to Highway 599. You go west on 599, about 3 miles to the exit Camino La Tierra, and you go west about 1 mile, and you'll see my signs for Santa Fe Realty Partners.
Mm-hmm.
I put a gold a decoration on them so they're easy to see, and they will bring you right to the front door of the house. We have quite a few people here who are touring the home today.
I can hear them.
I have about 10 people here now looking at this home.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some goodies in the kitchen for people that come, and so they can warm up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else would you like to know?
Well, you've done a great job, Jerry. I think the only thing is, unless I missed it, the price on this property is $789,000, which by my measurement, by my math here, is unbelievable for the square footage and the number of bedrooms, the setting. I'm looking at the pictures of the property. I'd say this is a heck of a good buy for people. So I encourage you to go on out, see Jerry Jorgensen at 5 Paseo del Oso today. You'll be there until 1:30. And, Jerry, listen, thanks so much. You did a great job.
Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate your call.
Okay, I wish you luck today. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you so much.
All
right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a good property to actually consider, and I do encourage everybody to go on out there and take a look at it. I also encourage you to check out some of the other featured real estate offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. Now, in our full-page ad in today's Santa Fe New Mexican, you'll find information on a variety of very well-priced homes around Santa Fe County. You can also go to www.santafeopenhouses.com. Again, that's www.santafeopenhouses.com for more information on these very special featured properties. So I'll tell you what, we're going to close out the show today, and I'd like to welcome Lisa Rice. Lisa is the Regional Vice President with American Home Shield, the nation's founding and leading home warranty company. Now, Lisa is coming to us today from north of the border in Colorado. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Lisa.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, is it snowing up there?
It's not. It's a very spring-like day with showers in the forecast.
Now, how can you be spring-like up there, and we're down here in Santa Fe, and we were just spitting snow earlier this morning? How does that work? You're north, we're south. I don't get that. Anyway, Lisa, since most people don't find that, or do find that owning a home is their single largest investment, why is it important for them to understand what a home warranty is all about?
Ray, now more than ever, a home warranty is a critical part of any real estate transaction. And to give your listeners a very basic definition of a home warranty, mm-hmm. it is an annual service contract that would cover the repair or replacement of the home's covered systems and appliances that fail due to normal wear and tear. So as an example, a home warranty would cover items such as the HVAC, plumbing, appliances like your refrigerator, dishwasher, oven, and a buyer can actually customize coverage for their needs with coverage such as swimming pool, in-ground spa, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is one of the things that in this economy and in this housing market, we as real estate brokers are actually suggesting to home sellers as a strategy in the marketing of their property. I mean, from your standpoint, it probably makes sense for a home seller to consider having this and maybe even offering it as something, as a bone to throw to a buyer. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And statistics show that on average, a home or listing that offers a home warranty sells an average of 23 days faster and at a 4% closer to asking price. So buyers are actually looking for the protection of a home warranty. It's a tremendous merchandising or marketing tool for a seller to differentiate their listing. And they actually receive coverage during the listing period, which is critical as well, as no seller or buyer wants to come out of pocket during today's economy for repair or replacement of any system or appliance.
So I guess it really covers the gamut as far as who is the typical purchaser of a home warranty, correct?
It does. And in today's economy, we are seeing that sellers are electing to provide a home warranty during the listing period. But I think it's also critical if a buyer is looking at an REO or foreclosure property or especially meaningful for first-time buyers, that they actually ask for a home warranty in their purchase contract, as it's really critical protection for them.
What are some of the other additional benefits that a home warranty policy can offer to someone?
You know, I think it's really the peace of mind, and our goal as a home warranty company is to save buyers time, money, pain. On our website, which is ahs.com, we welcome viewers to visit, and they can also receive different tips as far as home maintenance and all the different differentiators that a home warranty can offer to a seller or to a buyer. And as their biggest investment possibly, it's really like putting a security blanket around that real estate transaction.
Do you, and again, AHS, American Home Shield, has been in the business, and you are sort of the 800-pound gorilla, if I can use that affectionately, in the industry. Are there a variety of prices associated, or is there a sort of one standard price, and then you can add on like you do with other policies to, you know, add on riders that cost you more money, or how does it work?
Great question. The average cost of a home warranty is between $300 and $500, and I think that varies from a geographical standpoint, and then, of course, optional coverage that a buyer could choose, as well as some of the flexible options to a seller would be on top of that $300 to $500. And typically, the funds are actually paid from the closing, so a seller does not actually pay for a home warranty until that property closes, and then if a buyer is actually purchasing it on their own, they would pay at closing as well, and then the policy would be for 1 year from the close of escrow on their new home.
Well, great advice and information today. Lisa Rice, who is the Regional Vice President with American Home Shield, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule on Sunday to join us, and stay cozy up there in Colorado, okay?
Well, you are quite welcome. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, listen, we'll talk to you again, all right?
Sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I want to close out the show here. I hope this was useful information for everybody out there, a variety of springtime homeowner, buyer, and seller pieces of information, good commentary from a variety of experts. I want to thank you, Gino Thompson, for producing a terrific show, along with Kate, Phil, and Jane, and Melissa back at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I want to thank you for joining us today here on All Things Real Estate. I'd love to be able to help you with your own real estate needs, so give me a call at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in